We're used to making movies here in California, but there are still places around the world where that art form is rare. Like in Saudi Arabia, which recently submitted an entry to the foreign film category of the Academy Awards for the first time ever. The film entered is called Wejda, filmed completely in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, by a woman now known as the country's first female director, Haifa Al-Mansour. The film tells the story of a little girl named Wejda who has one big dream, to own and ride a bicycle and race her friend Abdullah. Wejda is playing in theaters throughout the Bay Area through the end of the month. Director Haifa Al-Mansour came by our studios, and I asked her how she became interested in film.
I love films. I grew up in a small town in Saudi Arabia, and I grew up watching a lot of films, and it touched me in so many levels, and I never felt like I would be a filmmaker. If you ask me as a kid, that is, even in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't be a filmmaker, But when I grew older and I felt like I wanted to have a voice and I wanted to have some presence, and film was a natural choice. When I made my first short, I wasn't trying to be a filmmaker as much as like find a hobby and just like play around with the medium and just enjoy working with films. So, yeah.
When did you know this was what you wanted to do? Were you from a background where, I know for many Eastern and Middle Eastern countries, from the time you're little, it's drilled into you, you're going to be a doctor or you're going to be an engineer?
Exactly.
If you're smart, you're going to be a doctor or engineer.
That is what my mom wanted us to be, all doctors. We had like five doctors in there, and we're 12 kids and five of us are doctors. I failed calculus, and I felt like I really disappointed her, so she wanted me to be a professor, so I went into English literature. But I was really glad because it gave me access to a lot of ideas, and I enjoyed just discovering Kafka, and there's a whole realm of philosophy that we never got to study when we were in Saudi. So yeah, so I'm very grateful for my mom pushing me to be a professor. I didn't end up one, but...
Failing calculus saved your life and started your film career. That's what we're going to say. No.
Yes.
Okay, so the film. First of all, the talent is all local.
I felt it's very important to have to tell the story in an authentic way. And that is why we went to film in Riyadh. It was the first film ever to be shot there. And it wasn't easy. It's a very conservative culture when it comes to film. But yet I felt it was to maintain the authenticity of the film was important to do it there.
What about the story of the film? A little girl named Wejda.
Yeah.
So Wejda is like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And she is just this fiery little girl, and she won't take no for an answer.
من ولدك تتكلم معه أمس على السيكل؟
أي ولد؟ أنا ما أدري إيش تتكلمين عنه.
اللي تدري زين عنه إيش أتكلم؟ تدري.
In a society where when girls do that, or when women do that, try to kind of respond to authority or challenge authority, you're shushed to an extent. Mm-hmm. What was the importance of having Wejda in that kind of character?
Of course, I come from a very tribal conservative culture, and people are expected to be like each other. So I wanted to create this individual who was different, who thinks for herself, who wants to assert herself in the society, And she does it in a way that you cannot resist it, because she's a child who's not taking things for granted and just questioning things. And yeah.
And all she wants is a bike. She wants
bicycle.
A bike to play with her friend Abdullah.
That's right.
She wants to race him.
And win.
And win. All the boys have bikes. She doesn't have a bicycle. Why? Explain why.
Outdoor activities are not allowed for women in Saudi. And
and she's considered a woman, though she's 10.
Like, yeah, of course.
Still,
yeah.
She's a girl.
I think she's a child, but she's on the edge of being a woman. And I feel the character in the film understands that it is the last days in her freedom where she can roam the streets and play with Abdullah and everything. And maybe that what made her desire to have ignited her desire to have that bicycle.
And then she really wants the bicycle, but there are hurdles. And the first one comes from home, her own mother, very caring of Wejda. What is, you know, she's the first person to tell her, you know, that's not a good idea. Why? What's the reasoning behind that?
I think women they reinforce values sometimes in the society that are they think is right and what keeps them keep the society intact. This is what they think, and for me, I wasn't trying to make women all like victims and they all aspire for freedom and men are the oppressors and all women. There are some, it's not true. I think it is not does not reflect reality. And there are some men like Abdullah, the kid in the film, is really supportive and very, very is behind Wajida. And he wants to see her having that bicycle. And
the shopkeeper, too.
And the shopkeeper, too. So for me, to have this mix of I just didn't want to give a simplistic story about or a simplistic kind of outlook on the interrelationships in Saudi. But for me also, like the love between Wajda and her mother also, like sometimes women, they don't have anything but themselves, like the tender relationship that they have. And for me, writing the last scene was very, it was emotional for me. And emotional for Reem when she was acting it, and it was emotional for Wad. Everybody's like this amazing relationship between a daughter and a mother just comes together in a kind of like in a celebration. It's yeah, sad, but it's just like, yeah, solidarity is very important among women.
Yalla, ma jawabtini, tahbina?
Yo, ya mama. أبوك خطبني وأنا كنت وقتها أدرس الثانوية البنات لما شافوا صورته انهبلوا عليه غاروا مني.
Does the bike signify anything else in your mind, or is it just a bike that she wants, that Wajda wants?
It's a green bicycle, so it signifies a lot. I think it signifies the freedom of mobility and acceleration and being on top of one's destiny and all that, like things that come with the thrill of being on a bicycle and outside in the streets. And yet it is not, it's a toy, so it's not intimidating and it fits the same kind of writing style I wanted to work within the system and make an empowering story for girls and all that, but I wanted a script that passes and we can be able to film in Riyadh. And of course
what does that mean, a script that passes what?
Like you have when you film in Riyadh, you have to go to you have to get permission to film. So and if I were a little bit more radical or doing things, I might not get that. So I wanted just like to work within what is available for me and just make a story that emotional and engaging about a child. And
And so there are rules you had to work around and work with.
Of course, yes. Like one of them is like the country is segregated. So I wasn't able to go outside and when segregated, gender segregated, genderly segregated. So men and women are not expected to work together in public. So I had always to be in a van whenever we are outside. And
can you explain to me the van? Like how would you film?
It's a regular van, but they installed a monitor. So I can see the scenes and I can see and I had a walkie-talkie so I can speak to everyone when they are out there in the scenes. For me, it was very rewarding just to be able to make film in Saudi. And if we have to stay in a van, little B will stay in a van. It is, and I don't want to clash with the culture. I am a woman making a film in Saudi, so that is enough.
In terms of, you know, opening this window to a society that we don't get to see a lot of, what does that mean to you personally, Haifa?
I want to enjoy like telling stories and about culture and about it is very important to be part of the world and just to bridge gaps and not to be isolated anymore and just like open up and let people know about our culture more. People don't hear much about Saudi. They know only about oil, the economy and politics, but they don't see us how we are in our homes or stuff like that. And it is important just like to open up the country and hopefully people even back home will enjoy the film.